Good morning and welcome to a Monday Food for Thought program here on KKCQ. It's the third Monday of the month, so it's time for our monthly Minnesota Citizens Concern for Life update. Todd Lundell joining us in the studio this morning. And Todd, good morning to you.
Hey, it's glad to be here. Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thanks for stopping by. And the March for Life, we just talked about it on our community calendar a little bit ago, but that's coming up this weekend, right?
That is correct. This Saturday, and it doesn't matter how cold it is. So we're going to be glad to run that, and why we run that, and just the awareness of what it really means, okay? It's just the 49th year since Roe versus Wade. MCCL stands for Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life. And this march, there'll be marches across Minnesota and hopefully the whole United States at the county seats. And this one we're setting up in Bagley, Minnesota. As we heard the advertisement earlier, it's Saturday. The 1:22 and 9:30 in the morning. We'd like to meet there behind the courthouse, and at 9:45 the march will begin. It's not a demonstration. It's not a protest. It's just the awareness, the sanctity of life. And it's a quiet march for the little kids, the babies that have been what we call killed or died. It's for the babies that have been saved. It's for the babies in the future that we hope to save. And it's an important thing. And we will be marching to the Calvary Evangelical Free Church. And that's where we'll start with a little bit of coffee, and Allison Opdahl will be our speaker, sharing with the topic of perception of conception. And I know that she'll do a real good job sharing, and she's well prepared. And come here and what's going on, and what's going on in the past, and what's important to us and why we do this. And then you can find out maybe how you can help. And some of it's just through prayer, some of it's through monies, and we can direct you. If you're a gal that's pregnant right now listening, we can direct you. You might feel hopeless or scared or embarrassed, but there's confidentiality involved. There's a women's pregnancy center over in over in Grand Forks, and there's also a Northwoods Pregnancy Center in Bemidji, Minnesota. And they'll be glad to take you in confidentially and help you out in starting with what it takes to start a baby's new life and taking care. And another option is adoption, and there's enough people all across the United States that would love to adopt a baby. There really is. So there's opportunities here, and again, we're pro-life, and this is what we want, and we support these places. So money sometimes goes towards Northwoods, sometimes it goes towards Women's Pregnancy Center, and also it goes towards Speak Life with what God has put on Allison's heart. So we'd love to have you come and listen, and my prayer is to bring 100 people there. That's what I'd like to do, and also there'll be a small lunch served, and just come together in the church for the sanctity of life. And even today we're talking about Martin Luther King, and he's talking about freedom. You know, we have the freedom not to do what we want to do, but what we ought to do. What can we do? And by doing nothing with this, it saddens me. And I want you to know that MCCL started in 1968, and it's going strong, and it's down in St. Paul. You'll see it at the State Fair and other fairs. So there's booths that are involved, too, in sharing the awareness of conception and babies and how important that is. I look back when I was 14 years old, Tom, and I wasn't even old enough to drive or vote. And when this Roe versus Wade came about, I said, "What is this?" And I had kind of, my emotions went up and down. I was angry, sad, disappointed. I'm thinking of the churches back then. Why didn't they step it up? Well, we're trying to step up now today, and we're continue. And my goal is, and my dream is to see that this could be the last march ever for these little babies, that pro-life is pro-life, and abortion would become illegal across the United States. And why? Because that's the normal, and we're not protesting. We want it back to where it should be, where what God would want, because God is pro-life. You look at Jesus Christ, he says, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." And so this is why I'm here today. There's also a petition that you can sign. Our taxpayers' money pays for is about 44% of the abortions across Minnesota. Maybe you didn't know that, but we want to stop that too, that our taxpayers' money doesn't go towards this. And it's just a peaceful march. We march silently, and we just want the awareness of what the importance of these babies' lives are. So do you have any questions?
Well, yeah. Now, is there anything people need to bring with them, Todd?
Well, you probably want to dress warmly. That's a good question. You can bring with a friendly sign, but there'll be signs provided. And we just do a march. We don't march right on the street. We'll be marching on the sidewalks, and we'll be marching right over. Did I say Calvary Evangelical Free Church? That's where we'll be held. And just come. Come to listen and get involved. There's an awareness. And also, you mentioned earlier, Chapter 45 has a meeting this coming Thursday night at Mount Carmel Church. If you want to come and learn, how can I get involved? And like I said, it's prayers, it's monies, it's turning this thing over, and I can be a part of something that's big. And but just your body being there will mean a lot, that you care and support. So come get involved. It's educational and a wonderful thing we believe in.
Now, is this Saturday like a national day for March of Life, sir?
That's a good question. Yes, this Saturday is a national day for this March, and it's also one at the state capitol at noon down there in St. Paul, and their program starts at like 12:30, and there'll be a big turnout there. But there's county seats all the way across Minnesota, and hopefully the whole United States, that are doing kind of the same thing that we do. And we're not going with pitchforks and torches. We're coming peacefully to explain the sanctity of life and that babies are important to us.
Oh, Todd, as far as the March for Life is concerned, I mean, this has been going on for a while, hasn't it?
This has been going on, yeah, good question, for 49 years. And I don't like to use the word anniversary, but it's been 49 years. Wow. And as you know, at the Supreme Court is getting involved, if you're updated on that, and possibly overturning this, and we're hoping that would happen someday. It's where we stand and what we believe in, and we think it's time. And I also know of some children that are teens now that were possibly to be aborted, and I look at them today and just love them. I know a couple younger ones too that they had changed their minds, and most of the times the mother said, "I'm so thankful," and that's what we want. And there's ways to get involved. There just is, and there's the fathers that get involved too. So going back to the Women's Pregnancy Center in Grand Forks, or the Pregnancy Center, which is the Northwoods in Bemidji, they're glad to take some monies, and they're glad to tell you the needs that they have, whether it's child seats or clothing or wipes or diapers. There's always a need there, and money's helps out too, and they can definitely go pick stuff up. So I don't have the numbers with me, but these are other opportunities that you can help silently, and it would be kept confidential for yourself too.
Yeah, you alluded to this. There's a lot of resources out there when it comes to adoption or other options.
There's a lot of resources out there. In fact, if you look at the average, I think it's 2 point something, that if every church would adopt two kids, they'd all be covered. If every church in the United States would adopt two kids, they'd be covered. Mm. And Roe versus Wade back in 1973. Where's my notes here? No, I can't find it. 62 million unborn babies have died, Tom. 62 million. Those are the ones that are recorded since Roe versus Wade. And so I just thank you for the opportunity to come here and share today. And we'd like to see you turn out. And again, I'm praying for 100 people. I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, thank you, Todd, for stopping by the March for Life this coming Saturday, January 22nd, and things get rolling at 9:30, right?
9:30. Yep, be there okay. At 9:30. Thank you. Thank you for time.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate it. And thanks again to Todd Lindell joining us on our Food for Thought program, talking about the March for Life. They'll be meeting at the Clearwater County Courthouse in Bagley at 9:30, and then they'll have the rally at around 10:15. So thanks again to Todd Lindell joining us on our monthly MCCL update, the third Monday of every month. Our next Food for Thought tomorrow, Clearwater County Sheriff Darren Halverson will be stopping by for his monthly update. So that'll be tomorrow on Food for Thought here on KKCQ.